Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome again to Light of Judah Online, the ministry that trains and equips the believer to do the work of the ministry. This session is dealing with topic number 18, how does it affect you as a New Testament believer? 18.1, tithing is your connection to the release of the blessing. In God's kingdom, tithing is a lifestyle, giving and receiving. Tithing is how we honor God and activate the blessings on our lives. We choose to operate in the blessings of God or by the curse of the world. Tithing keeps our heart free from love of money and dependent upon God. God always gives us the choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 19 and 20. It says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing, therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants shall live, that you may love the Lord your God, and you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give to them. 18.2, should I tithe as a Christian? We see a representation of tithing even as far back as the Garden of Eden before the law. In Genesis chapter 2 verses 16 to 17, God told Adam that he could eat of every tree except one because it belongs to him. This is a reflection of tithing. God gives us 90% and the 10% belongs to him. In Genesis chapter 4 verses 4 to 5, it says, Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and their fat. And the Lord respected Abel for his offering, but he did not respect Cain for his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. In these scriptures, we see the first fruits offered by Cain and Abel. A portion of all of our income belongs to God in Leviticus chapter 27, verses 30 to 32. Tithe means one-tenth of our income before tax belongs to God. Abram brought his tithe to the high priest Melchizedek, pronounce God's blessing upon him. God honors a vow to tithe the same as the tithe itself. When you bring your tithe to church, you are bringing the tithe to Jesus, the head of the church, your high priest. Jesus extends the blessing to you as Melchizedek did for Abraham. The blessing that comes from the tithing leads you on a path of success and prosperity. 18.3, there was a law to tithe under the old covenant, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 22 to 29, with Cain and the animals. Jesus came to fulfill the law, not to destroy it. Love meets the old covenant requirements and fulfills the law. God wants you to love him and to move us into tithing. Abram tithed because of his love and gratitude towards God, not out of obligation. You should see the tithing as an opportunity to show God your love and your gratitude. Jesus did not command tithing because of the love of the law incorporated tithing. Love God so much that tithing becomes automatic to you. In the Old Testament, it was the law that you had to tithe the 10%. In the New Testament, you are given the choice whether you want to tithe or not. But it's also noted that Jesus Christ is the Lord of the tithe. In the Old Testament, you are required to tithe by the law. In the New Testament, you're given the choice whether you want to tithe or not. That does not mean the tithe has been done away with. It just means you have now the opportunity to do it by your will and not by law. It is important to understand God's system works on tithing and offering. How does this work? God gives you the ability to earn 100% of income. 10% belongs to him. God wants to see if he can trust us with his 10% to give it back to him. We've got 90% left over then. Now then God wants to see that 90% belongs to you as a believer, but God wants to see if he says to you, I want you to give another 10% on top of that, whether you will obey him and give out of your 90%. Then you may ask, how does tithing work? You may say, God, I need 100% to live each week and you want 10% out. That means I've only got 90% left and that won't work. In a normal, natural thinking, yes, it won't work, but in a supernatural way of thinking, it will work. How does it work? God says when you give him back his 10%, he will make your 90% equal to your 100%, but even more. God is in the business of blessing people, not taking money from them and making them poor. But God's financial system is designed to work on the heart of a person, to separate them from the love of money and the dependency on money and the world system. God wants us to give so he can give back to us. The money that's left over, the 90%, truly belongs in your hands. But God says, if I give you more money and I ask you to put it in a certain direction for ministry or for my church on the earth, will you do that with your 90%? So God's checking you first on the 10% which belongs to him. Will you give it to him? Then he looks at the 90% and says to you, will you give a little bit more or will you hold back the 90% which belongs to you? God is always looking at the heart. Tithing deals with the heart. 10% of your income, 100% of your heart. That's the way it works. Another point to understand about tithing. Tithing is the foundation to your financial future. What do I mean by this? When we build a house or we build a big building, the foundation has to go down first that the house can rest upon. And if that foundation isn't correct, it will crash that house or that building. So it is also, I believe, with the Word of God and tithing. Tithing is the foundation of our financial success. When we tithe properly and pray over the tithe, we put the foundation down that we can build a financial house. The next part coming up will be part 8 in the subject of prosperity. This is God's will for all mankind. We will be doing the topics, tithing, the key to kingdom empowerment. You have the right to choose. Kingdom empowerment gained through tithing. The blessing permanently established in Abram's life when he presented tithes to Melchizedek. And God blessed mankind by speaking words of blessing. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this subject. And thank you and God bless.